Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining this meditation for this momentous time in human history. And be aware that we're joining many other groups today in doing this, so it's very exciting. We really can help usher in the age of Aquarius, the new Earth, by focusing at this point on envisioning the United States moving in a positive direction, especially now as we head toward the election in November. The powerful energies of the eclipse will help us do this. So let us begin here. Just get comfortable and start with using your own technique, whatever it is, to bring you into a relaxed state of consciousness. Maybe take a few deep breaths and just drop deeper within yourself. And feel your body relaxing and letting go. And now, in order to experience yourself in your greatest power, see if you can pull your attention into that space that's in the middle of your head, that's right behind your eyes. Just bring your attention there and feel the shift that takes place in doing this. See if you suddenly can feel more grounded, more alert. And now shift your attention to just a little above this, to where your pineal gland is. And you'll probably feel a further shift into a sense of strength and power that is naturally there within you. You're the commander here, the one who creates reality. Okay, so from this position, let's now state our main intention here, which is to use this meditation to help usher in the new era of the age of Aquarius on the planet. And for this to be done by restoring the Constitution of the United States of America as it was written and intended by the Founding Fathers. And for this to happen in the most peaceful and swift manner as possible. This is extremely important for the United States and also for the rest of the world. And our intention is also to help deter and stop any deep state operations that may be attempted during this time of the eclipse. Take a moment to feel the strong intention within yourself to help direct the energies for the United States in a positive direction. So now we're going to invoke the violet flame from its primary source to place a circle of protection around us during and after this meditation. And let's ask it to transmute anything that does not serve the light. So now we're going to call in powerful light that's coming from the cosmic central sun. Let's visualize a pillar of sky blue light that's emanating from the sun. That's somewhere way out there in space. You don't need to know where this is or even exactly what this sun is. It's just the most powerful sun out there that affects us. And see this light coming from it, flowing toward the central suns of all galaxies in this universe. See this light now entering through our galactic central sun. And then entering and flowing into and through our galaxy. Just to see this light steadily coming toward us. See it passing through Pluto, that is now in Aquarius, a very important phenomenon for these times, as I'm sure you know. And now, as it's passing through the solar eclipse, and it's now flowing into and through all beings on the surface of the Earth, and those below the surface. And now see and feel it flowing through you and down into the center of the Earth. Okay, so now we're going to invoke Saint Germain. He's the Ascended Master who is orchestrating the shift into new Earth consciousness on the planet at this time. And we will be repeating an invocation three times. And you can repeat every phrase after me to make it easy here. Okay, let's go. In the name of I Am That I Am of Eternal Light, I call on Saint Germain. Saint Germain, please fully restore and implement the Constitution of the United States of America, as written and intended by the Founding Fathers, and lead the Earth into an era of the Age of Aquarius. Okay, once again, in the name of I Am That I Am of Eternal Light, I call upon Saint Germain. Saint Germain, please fully restore and implement the Constitution of the United States of America, as written and intended by the Founding Fathers, and lead the Earth into a new era of the Age of Aquarius. Okay, one more time. In the name of I Am That I Am of Eternal Light, I call upon Saint Germain. Saint Germain, please fully restore and implement the Constitution of the United States of America, as written and intended by the Founding Fathers, and lead the Earth into a new era of the Age of Aquarius. Okay, so now let's visualize the violet flame blanketing the entire planet and transmuting all darkness in America until only light remains. All right, so now let's visualize what we all want to see happening from here on out. Let's start with full disclosure of the actions and lies of the global cabal and deep state coming out in the mainstream media, and also disclosure about the existence of extraterrestrial life. Just really picture this happening. what it'll be like to finally have the mainstream media speaking the truth and everyone listening and understanding what has been going on. And see yourself standing strong during this period and compassionate with anyone around you that may be freaking out about what they're learning. Feel yourself really stepping into your role as a light worker and light warrior, here to assist in birthing the new earth by helping to educate people with compassion and love and understanding. And now let's visualize the Constitution of the United States of America being fully implemented. See everything that needs to be done to ensure this gradually taking place. All corrupt politicians are being taken away. All corrupt corporations and institutions are being dismantled. And somehow, the time around the election in November is amazingly peaceful and smooth. And whatever needs to occur to bring peace in the U.S. is happening. And whatever is the best way it can be governed at that point is unfolding. It's amazing to witness this. New people with loving hearts and clear vision for creating a new earth are now moving into positions to help guide America in the right direction. The American people are finally stepping up to be in charge of running this country. And moving ahead beyond November, we can see that all divisions and hatred are fading away. And people are working together, collaborating, and creating communities filled with peace and harmony, joy, and creativity. All cities are being cleaned up and run fairly, free of corruption. Homelessness is something of the past. You can't see it anywhere in the cities, anywhere in the countryside. Everyone seems to have a home now. And any crime that remains is being fairly and firmly kept in check. And it's actually disappearing because everyone has all the money and necessities they need, all the freedom, all the acceptance and love that they need. Healing is happening for everybody. And everywhere you look, people look healthy and happy. Everyone feels free to be who they are. Free speech is being totally reinstated. All hatred and division, all polarization have just disappeared. People can just be who they are and feel respected. You can tell that they are connecting very clearly to Source now, to their true inner being, and to the light of the universe. You can see and feel that everyone's hearts are open and loving and kind and compassionate. Farmers are well supported and are producing good, clean food grown in rich soils, and the food is fairly priced, delivered easily to all places in the U.S. and abroad as needed. The skies are clear of any chemtrails. Oceans and lakes, rivers and streams are flowing with crystal clear water. There's no one trying to dim the sun. Natural climate change is finally being understood, and rational steps are being taken to protect humanity from all inconveniences of it. And all attempts to eliminate populations through various climate disasters and decimating the earth have been stopped. People are taking care of one another and the earth with reverence. Children are being taught well in schools that are preparing them for the future. Parents are feeling that their children are safe in school and in the world, and they're being taught what they need to learn. Just picture these children happy, playing, learning what they need to learn. Preparing to be the future leaders of this country. And just see that the new earth in the United States is truly coming into being. And now let's see this happening all over the world as well. Let's visualize a new grand cosmic cycle of the age of Aquarius truly beginning now, bringing in pure light and love and happiness to all beings on Earth and to the Earth herself. Really feel this. Feel how we truly are shifting closer and closer now to the time of ascension we'll be making into the fifth dimension. And become even more aware of what your particular role will be in this whole process of ascension into the new and glorious reality that is now opening up for us. What is happening for you? What are you here to do? So this music will continue on for a bit longer. You can continue to hold this energy till the end of it if you feel so inclined. Either way, know that you have just participated in a worldwide event that many thousands of us and a large variety of meditation groups have created. And see if you can tune in to the energies we have all created together. It's a magnificent feeling. Much love to all of you.